This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, May 20th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Ag commissioners decry DPR's tactics. Farmers sue Water Board. CBO, Thompson CCC savings is $45 billion off. Ag commissioners blast Newsom administration over fractured ties. The California Agriculture Commissioners and Sealers Association has shared, quote, serious concerns over a dramatic decline in its relationship with the Department of Pesticide Regulation. Outgoing CASCA President Lisa Herbert on Friday sent DPR Director Julie Henderson and Cal EPA Secretary Yana Garcia a lengthy list of grievances along with several requests which aimed to steer the relationship back into a positive direction. Herbert said commissioners have received no acknowledgement for substantial progress in building diversity, equity, and inclusion. She argued that DPR has instead misrepresented the state of enforcement, describing it as lacking or non-existent. All too often, DPR has credited situations in which CACs are expected to take responsibility for situations beyond our control or entirely outside the scope of our authority or responsibility, wrote Herbert. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Farm Bureau sues Water Board over SGMA probation. Kings County Farm Bureau is leading a lawsuit to block the State Water Board's decision to put the Tulare Lake Subbasin on probation over its SGMA plan. The Farm Bureau, along with two of its farmers, is arguing the move violates SGMA, expands the board's authority beyond its jurisdiction, and lacks evidence to support the findings. The local groundwater agency had unsuccessfully lobbied for a good actor exemption during the probationary hearing. In response to the claims, the board countered that it held an extended public review process and correctly applied its authorities. Costa talks farm bill, specialty crops, and trade. Representative Jim Costa of Fresno sits on the House Agriculture Committee. They'll mark up a farm bill this week. He joined AgriPulse newsmakers last week to discuss the latest developments on the farm bill, and he shared more about the conversations Democrats are having before the markup. He also dove deeper into specialty crop issues and the recent developments with trade. You can see our full report at agripulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Scoop. CBO pushes back on critical farm bill funding issue. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania moving ahead with votes on his farm bill this week despite a funding gap for the sweeteners to commodity programs and crop insurance. It doesn't appear the Congressional Budget Office is going to give him the scoring change he needs to cover the $50 billion plus price tag for those modifications to the commodity and crop insurance titles. According to excerpts of an email from CBO this weekend, reviewed by AgriPulse, CBO is insisting Thompson can count on only $8 billion in savings from suspending the USDA Section 5 spending authority under the Commodity Credit Corporation. Thompson says the savings should be about $53 billion. Given the suggestion that CBO is confused about the savings for this provision, we thought it important to provide information on that subject as soon as possible, the email said. Email goes on to warn, quote, that it is possible to read the CCC provision as meaningless, which would result in savings of $0. but the email reiterates that CBO believes the provision could save $8 billion over 10 years. The GOP response, well, CBO is incorrect on the CCC. We continue to work with the Budget Committee to address the situation, the majority staff said in a response to AgriPulse. By the way, Thompson, with some help from farm groups, has been working to persuade some Democrats to support the bill in committee. So far, none have endorsed it. I cannot identify a single Democrat that's going to vote for this bill with that thrifty food plan stuff in there. That the word of former Representative Colin Peterson of Minnesota speaking to AgriPulse Noah Wicks. He was referring to the bill's restrictions on future updates of the TFP, the model of food costs that's used to set SNAP benefits. For more on the farm bill, read our Washington Week Ahead. Former Agriculture Secretary warns against future tariffs. Former Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns has a warning for future administrations. Tariffs have consequences. In an interview with AgriPulse, Johanns calls Joe Biden's and Donald Trump's trade policies, quote, pretty similar, adding that they don't hesitate to put tariffs on whoever for whatever. But he also says the U.S. is working with, quote, very sophisticated countries that may target industries like agriculture in response. Johanns served under President George W. Bush from 2005 to 2007. Johanns said of placing future tariffs, quote, you do that, there will be retaliation. He continued, it's just the way it works. And you can be angry about that. You can cuss it and discuss it, do whatever you want. But the reality is, trade is kind of a golden rule. Quote, do unto others what you want them to do to you. Finally, here's today's He Said It. These regulations are upon us and we have no ability to comply. That's Roger Isom, President and CEO of the Western Agriculture Processors Association, in testimony to the Energy Commission on the impact of new air quality regulations. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, May 20th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chap Alley.